Harman Singh Sunna's family has lived in Australia for 50 years, but it was important to him to learn his native language.
For me, it's like the bridge between you getting in touch with your culture and who you are as a person, you know, what forms your identity. Because language, I guess, helps you understand your culture and even in some terms religion better. So for me, it's very important to actually speak it and understand Punjabi.
Years of early starts on a Saturday morning to attend Punjabi language school have paid off. He was among those who topped the class in an HSC subject in New South Wales. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian congratulated the academic high achievers.
We see enormous diversity. Diversity of background, diversity of schools, diversity of geography, and that's what makes today so special, because each and every one of you have dug deep, demonstrated enormous resilience and grit and great work ethic to achieve what you've achieved today.
What they all have in common is a passion for their subjects. For Serena Gao, that's software design.
I really like how with software it balances logic and creativity. Like, there are rules to follow in terms of the programming languages and all that, but then there are no rules when it comes to what you can create. And I like that, the flexibility that software brings. And I think the beauty of software is in its applications.
In this male-dominated field, she says she wants to prove women are every bit as capable.
I think females tend to see problems slightly differently from males. And so if you have more females on the team, you can kind of bring a new perspective.
Year 12s across the country will receive their results over the next week, depending on which state they studied in. While it will be a period to celebrate academic success, there are concerns that too many teenagers don't make it to Year 12. Lisa O'Brien, Chief Executive Officer at children's charity The Smith Family, says that's got to change.
The difference in Year 12 completion rates between kids from our wealthiest communities with kids from the lower socioeconomic quartile, that gap between Year 12 completion is 30%.
The charity supports 38,000 students through financial assistance for education expenses, mentoring and extra tutoring. Around a quarter of those helped are from non-English speaking backgrounds.
There's a whole range of challenges that they experience when they first arrive in Australia, but it also has impact for their children because it's hard for a parent where English isn't their first language, hard for them to help with that child's homework and support them with their study.